WCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. 4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. Heard, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-net, the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Mr. Bryan in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. And N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. KB4ZVM, Mr. Dan in Greer. KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew in Inman. KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville. KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. All those who use the pre-check feature on the website. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. John, and I'll be back around to you for comments in a little bit. I'd like to go ahead and check in my husband, KO4NUE. His name is Chad, and he is here with me tonight in Campobello. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And good to hear you tonight, Miss Anna, and tell Chad we said hello. And I will be in and out tonight.
RYP. Hello, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. And I will be negative and negative tonight. It's good to hear you.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Patrick. Hope you are well. And Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. Always good to hear you on the radio, sir. I hope you have a wonderful evening as well. Any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, E through H, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, this is KO4RYP for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a tiny little group to get us started, but that's all right. We'll circle back around, I'm sure, and catch them on the second shift. We'll move on up now to India through Lima, I through L. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
Flybee, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad. Hope y'all are well. Good evening to all on the way to the net. No traffic, no comment.
4 Romeo Yankee Papa. Inglenet, please check in Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont. Negative and negative.
KO4 RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4 JFO, Mr. James, checking in from Mount Mountain in Tuxedo. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. James. I always enjoy checking you in. And Mr. Sid and Fletcher, W4IOE, you're sounding good tonight. Mr. Sid, I hope you have... And Mr. Larry over in Piedmont, K4LWE, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you are well. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in, India through Lima, I through L, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friends Mr. Larry and Miss Donna, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK over in Greer. Thank you so much for stopping by. Mr. Larry, and please tell Miss Donna I said hello this evening. Hope you guys have a great evening. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa, M through P. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning Mike through Papa wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Anna, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, please check the Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Boyd in Smithville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena in Piedmont, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, it's always a pleasure to hear you on the radio. Thank you for stopping by. Tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle that we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd over in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Mr. Lloyd, thanks for stopping by. Please be sure to tell Ms. Tracy that Chad and I said hello. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Oh, excuse me, Mike through Papa. Whew, I'm getting ahead of myself. Please call KO4RYP.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, David, and my wife Marie. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KF4NXY, Mr. David, southern Greenville County, down there in Possum Kingdom. And brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX. Thank you so much for stopping by. Please tell Miss Marie we said hello, and you guys have a great evening. So we're going to pause and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna. This is, if you would, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. Good evening to yourself and all the net, Miss Anna. No traffic and no queue. And do be sure, Miss Anna, and tell Mr. Chad that I say hello. KA4PQA.
KO4RYP, please check in. Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB Mark in Simpsonville. Out being walked by the dog tonight. Say hello to Chad for me, Anna. And we'll be in and out. I'll be listening. Sorry. And 7-3.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Always good to hear you, Mr. Stephen. Hope you're well. And Chad says hello back to you. And Mr. Mark, over in Simpsonville, W2MJB. Mr. Mark, don't let that dog work you too hard tonight. Thanks for checking in. I hope you and Wendy are doing well. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Please check in, Kilo Delta 4. Sierra, Romeo, Romeo. Robert and Joanna, I'm down here, and I won't have much to say tonight, but I will be listening. And again, another reminder, don't leave your fern out to freeze tonight. 73s.
Happy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, mobile MP Mock tonight. 7 to you, Miss Anna, Chad, and all the net be negative and negative tonight.
4 ROIP. Can KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KD4SRR, Mr. Roberts, down there, and Joanna. Thank you very much for the reminder about the fern. Mr. Robert, I'll have to go bring mine inside tonight. And Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont, KO4NNH. You be safe out there, Mr. Fred. Hope you have a good evening at work. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Always good to hear you. Chris, hope you are well. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Move on up to the next section of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Stephen Inman. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening in for the night. Everybody have a nice evening. And I hope Chad's ribs are getting better.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Steve, it looks like you've got this group by yourself tonight. I'd like to welcome KN4VWA, Mr. Steve and Inman. Hope you are well, and Chad is getting a little bit better, but goodness, he's still complaining about how sore he is. But hopefully that'll end in a few days. All right, one more call for stations uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. Herds, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight who hasn't had to be too awful patient. Alpha through Delta, any stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4RYP. Santa, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4RYP. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
4RYP, please check in K4AFT, that's Kilo 4, Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
4RYP,
Evening, Anna. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. And Kilo, Quebec 4, Delta, Mike, Papa, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Anna and Chad, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
RYP. Anna, thanks for calling in tonight, and hopefully it gets to feel better soon. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Control. Next control, please recognize Kilo, India, 4, Delta, 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 that's KI4DDD. Name is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo, X-ray. I am portable and central. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Miss Anna and Chad in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no cheer tonight. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That was a great group. Let me go ahead and start at the top and welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Always good to hear you, Mr. Dave. Hope you are well. Next, I'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. Sounding good on the radio tonight, sir. Have a great evening. Next, Mr. Bob in Graycourt, KC2DQV. Thank you for checking in tonight. And K4AFT, Mr. Michael in Central. I appreciate you stopping by. Next is KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Sounding good, as always, Mr. Kurt, hope you are well. And Mr. Jerry in Campobello, KQ4DMP. Thank you for stopping by with me. And Mr. Dave in Easley, KB2BYQ. Hope you are doing well and have a nice evening. And Mr. Jerry in Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for stopping by. Next, I have Mr. Alex, KI4DDD. Mr. Alex, I caught that you were portable, but I did not catch your location. Could you recheck with me? Thank you so much, Mr. Alex. I have your portable in Central. You be safe out there, and thank you for stopping by. Next, I'd like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. And he brings along Miss Joy, my kindred spirits, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Gary. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard. We'll move on up to the big group. All the way through the alphabet, any stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu's your Alpha, please call KO4RYP.
In and out tonight, Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MAG. This is Melvin up here in Hendersonville. And also please check in my wife, Pam. Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. Thanks for calling the net, Anna. And Z3 to everybody on the net.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson, in Greenville, direct Spartanburg, negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4MHE, Mr. Melvin in Hendersonville. He brings along with him his lovely wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. Hope you guys are doing well and have your heat turned on for the cold snap that's coming through tonight. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. You all have a great evening. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson, mobile and out there between Greenville and Spot Road. Please be safe out there tonight. Mr. Nelson, hope you are doing well and have a great evening. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. All right. First up on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John, up in Brown Summit. You got a nice, clean stump, Mr. John. What you got for us tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Anna. Hope Chad's feeling better. On the solar activity report, geomagnetic activity is all below a G1, so there shouldn't have any issues there. Solar radiation, 1% over the next 3 days of an S1 or better. And in radio blackout, we've got about a 5% chance of an R1 or an R2, which is a mild or a moderate, and anything bigger than that is about a 1% chance. So not a whole lot going on there. Let me get back over here. As far as what's in the sky this evening, if you go out, if your skies are clear, and mine are not right now, you should see Saturn and Jupiter are up. There he is. Saturn and Jupiter, the moon will follow here in a couple hours. And before that happens, the sky is relatively clear. If you follow in a more or less straight line, kind of a V, go from Jupiter down to Saturn and back up. The next brightest star you will see is Altair, which is hanging real close to the Milky Way. If you've got clear enough skies, you can see some interesting star clusters there in through the Milky Way. And if you get up early tomorrow morning, in the pre-dawn hours of tomorrow morning, the Beehive will be within a binocular view of the moon. So if you take your binoculars out and put the moon just above the field of view of your binoculars, down towards the lower portion of your field of view, you should be able to see the Beehive cluster, which is a open star cluster about twice the diameter of the moon, what it appears to be. And it's an interesting star cluster, and it's one that I kind of chase every once in a while and try to find him in my scope. I can find him in my binoculars, but I have a hard time getting him in my scope. If you got a good set of binoculars, go out and take a look at that. Back to you.
Thank you, Mr. John, for that report, as usual. I was thinking today, as I was looking at the weather and realizing we had a little bit of cooler weather coming in, I think I remember you saying that the skies are clearer in the cooler weather, but I may be remembering wrong.
This is KN4RJN. Oh, that's correct. In the wintertime, the skies are a little bit clearer because all that summertime haze is gone. Also, I almost forgot to mention, on the 21st, that's Friday, we have the Oronid meteor shower, which unfortunately peaks at like 4 in the afternoon. However, if you get up in the early morning hours before the sun comes up a Friday morning, or in the evening after the sun goes down, it's called the shoulders of the peak, as it were. You should be able to see a few meteors, 10 to 20 an hour, roughly. And they will appear to radiate from the constellation Orion, but you'll be able to see them just about anywhere. So get your favorite beverage, lawn chair, and probably a blanket, and just lay back and look up at the sky.
Binoculars for that.
This is KN4RJN. You got cut off. Say again, please.
Sorry about that. Will I need binoculars to see that meteor shower, or will it be just with the naked eye?
This is KN4RJN. They're traveling too fast to catch with binoculars or a scope, so all you need is those two little globes in the front of your head, and just lay back, give yourself about 20 minutes or so for your eyes to adjust. Turn out all the lights, as many as you can, and just lay back and watch.
4RYP with KN4RJN. All right, so early morning, Friday morning, or right after the sun goes down on Friday evening. Those are the shoulders, correct?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, you might need to let the sun go down. You can let it get good and dark, but yeah, anytime after after dark or anytime before light, if you go out early in the morning, and I mean, you know, hour or two before the sun comes up, you ought to be able to see a few. Or if you wait for, you know, let the sun go down and let it get good and dark and go out and look and watch, you ought to be able to see a few. You have to be patient, and invariably you catch them out of the corner of your eye, but just kind of scan the skies more or less in the vicinity of Orion. But like I said, you can see them just about anywhere. And just lay back and watch. Get your favorite beverage and your blanket and your lawn chair and lay back and watch.
This is KO4RYP. Well, thank you for that, Mr. John. You know, that's on my bucket list tonight. All these meteor showers you tell us about, and a couple of times that I've drug chat out there in the middle of the night, I have not been able to see any yet. So maybe this Friday is going to be my day for seeing a meteor shower. So I'm going to put an alarm on my phone to remind myself, and it'll be a little bit easier since I can just go right after dark and I won't have to wake up in the middle of the night. So fingers crossed, I'll be able to see one this Friday.
This is KN4RJ and Roger that. Well, I certainly hope you get to. Again, just be patient and just, you know, get your eyes adjusted to the dark and lay back with a cup of hot coffee or hot chocolate or whatever your favorite wintertime beverage is. Take a blanket, because laying out in the cold, it gets cold. And just lay back and watch. And let's just hope for clear skies on Friday.
Roger that, Mr. John. Thank you so much for that information, as usual, and hopefully there will be some clear skies my way, and I will have to let you know next Monday if I was successful or not. So, hopefully so. Well, what else is going on up your way?
This can for our hand. Not a whole lot. we got the living room painted, and so I had to hang a bunch of stuff back up, and had to bring all the plants in, and move some stuff around and that sort of thing. So my wife's car had a small dent on it, so that's in the shop right now. So I've got a little bit more room in the garage to move around. So I'm trying to clean up and organize the garage so I can actually, you know, find things. And other than that, we had the grandchildren over for the Greek Inn, put a fire in our chimney on the back deck, and burned up some sticks made some tacos and had a good time.
That sounds like a great time. I'm sure that's the perfect weather for having a fire outside, that's for sure. So that does sound like a lot of fun. And I don't know if you're like us, thinking about your garage that you're trying to organize and move things around so you can find it. Chad and I always say when we can't find things that it's somewhere, and one of these days we're going to find somewhere and find all the things that we're missing. What we're finding, though, is that there's multiple somewheres. So somewhere's not just one place. It seems to be random in various places, either in the shop or the truck or in the house somewhere, the attic, wherever. So maybe you will find somewhere in your garage.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, unfortunately, when I moved up here to be closer to the grandchildren, I went from a three-car garage with two cars to a two-car garage with three cars. So all that stuff I got just kind of got crammed in places. And invariably, I know I have a particular thing, but I have to unbig, you know, several boxes before I can find it, and then find out it was up in the attic. But I'm trying to get that organized so that I can actually find things, you know, and actually, you know, do stuff with my tools and the various things that I've got in the garage. So it's a never-ending process.
You got that right. It is always a never-ending process, it seems. Goodness. Well, I've got a funny story to tell you, if you've got just a couple more minutes. With this lovely weather that we've been having lately, we've been keeping the doors open because I love to have, you know, the breeze coming in and airing out the house and feeling the no humid, nice, cool days. So I was working today and was in a Zoom call with some coworkers and a parent, and all of the sudden I hear fluttering of wings and feel a little bit of the air move, and a bird had gotten into the house and flown into my office where I was working, and I do not like birds. I love to watch them when I'm inside and they're outside. They're beautiful. I love to watch them fly around, get on the feeder, all those things. But I just am deathly afraid of a bird flying close to my head. Like, it's terrible. So I just bolted from, like, I just looked around, and thankfully I wasn't talking in the meeting at the time, and I saw the bird, and I just bolted from the meeting. So the two other teachers that were in the meeting with me were private messaging me, but of course I wasn't sitting at my computer anymore, and I had to run find Chad. He was on the phone with somebody out on the porch. I made him get off the phone and get in there and bring my computer out and then go back in there and get the bird out. Oh, it was very, very stressful, but the teachers were super understanding. I'm sure they had a very good laugh at the look on my face when I realized a bird had flown into the office with me.
This is KN4RJ, and you know they have medication for that now, but in any event, I had enclosed, my back deck is elevated because of the slope of the ground behind the house. And I had that enclosed with lattice and put a couple doors on it so I can get the garbage cans under there and some yard tools and stuff. And I went to open that shortly after it had been done. And a bird had gotten through the lattice and gotten trapped in there and couldn't figure out how to get out. As soon as I opened that thing came out and swished over the top of my head. And I thought, what the devil was that? And I realized it was just a bird. But, yeah, I've had a couple of close encounters with with fowl. And if it sneaks up on you, it's disturbing. But they come and sit on the back deck and drive the cats crazy and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm not as deathly afraid of them as you are. But I can understand that.
This is KO4RYP. It's just quite startling when you're not expecting it. So, for sure. And then, of course, Chad, I had taken my computer into another room. I actually was sitting in his ham shack, and he caught the bird and promptly brought it into where I was trying to finish up my meeting with a straight face and, you know, trying to look professional since I had just completely, you know, had this look of horror on my face and ran out of the frame. I hadn't even turned my camera off before I just took off. So he was... had to bring it in and taunt me a little bit with it. It was a beautiful bird. It was a finch with a yellow throat. It was very pretty, but it was very pretty outside, not inside.
This is KN4RJ, and you're probably not a big fan of hummingbirds either. I've got, in the summertime, I have hummingbird feeders on the back deck, and they'll come and hover right, you know, in front of your face to kind of look at you and think, you know, who are you? What are you doing out here? Why are you in my space? And a couple of them have little dog fights. A couple of them, you know, and they're swooping around, fighting over the bird feeders and whatnot. And every once in a while, they get they come flying in, and you have to duck. And I'm not terribly concerned about them, except that if you don't see them and you hear them, they sound like a bumblebee on steroids. And you think, wow, what kind of bug is that? And then you look up, oh, it's a hummingbird. And it's okay. But, yeah, I can understand your apprehension there.
We have a lot of hummingbirds around, too. So my mom has two feeders over on her deck, and she loves to watch hummingbirds. And I do, too. They get mean with each other. And she thinks they're just playing, but they're just fighting over the feeders for sure. And every once in a while, they zoomed past me. And we actually had one of those in our house one time, too. But that one honestly didn't bother me quite as much as this finch did today. I think they're just so fast, and they're so, like, they're not going to, like, come close enough to me to where, I mean, they might buzz by me, but that's, I'm not worried that they're going to stop and, like, get tangled up in my hair or anything like I am with other birds. So, I don't know. It's, I should probably see someone about this unnatural fear for sure. But I do love to watch them when they're outside. I just do not care for them being close to me.
This is KN4RJ, and that's it. I love them at a distance. I can understand that. I had a, when we had, down in the Inman house, we had a juvenile hawk that was hanging around one of the trees back there, getting his wings and trying to understand the neighborhood and whatnot, and I was out walking the dog, and the thing came swooping down out of the tree. He wasn't 10 feet off the deck and was headed straight for us. And I thought, my God, this, you know, and the dog's going crazy, and he finally pulled up and went up, but I thought he was going to dive bomb us there for a minute, but that's the closest I ever got to a hawk.
We have a few hawks around here every now and again, but they have not ever had a close encounter with one, thankfully.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, they, the closer they get, the bigger they are. So that would be disconcerting. If one of those got in your house, you'd know it.
Well, hopefully that is all the bird activity that I will have in the house for quite some time. So, well, Mr. John, thanks so much for chatting with me tonight. I sure do appreciate it, and I hope you guys stay well up there in Brown Summit. Stay warm as the little cold snap swooshes in, and enjoy that fire.
And for RJ and Roger that, you too. 73s, and I am clear.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? If so, please call KO4RYP.
RYP, please check in Kilo 4, Golf, Sierra, Charlie, Patrick, and Marietta. Be negative and negative.
I'll be negative, negative. Thank you for calling
at 73. Good evening. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had a double there, so I'm going to go ahead and recognize these two check-ins. If I do not recognize you, please recheck, because I only caught just the very tail end of you doubled with someone else. So I'd like to welcome K4GSC, Mr. Patrick and Marietta. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you are well tonight. And Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for stopping by. Stay safe, Mr. Tommy. I appreciate it. So the other station that tried to check in, you doubled and I did not catch you. Would you please recheck? This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I do apologize that I didn't catch your check-in, but feel free to come back and check in if you would like to. So any additional stations wanting to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your check-ins tomorrow night and every other night at 9. So tomorrow night, Chad, KO4NUE, he will be calling the net. So please jump back in tomorrow night at 9 and check in with him. I know he would appreciate it. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. It was my pleasure to be your net control station tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Do you want to amend that by two more check-ins from Georgia? And by the way, I've heard that a lot after a net. What is normal in ham radio? N4DME, Paul and Tacoa. That's November 4, Delta Mike Echo, and AA4QS, Donald. We're both over here in Tacoa. Appreciate you calling the net and everything that you do over there.
For RYP, I would love to amend my net report and add two more check-ins. So I'd like to welcome N4DME, Mr. Paul, and AA4QF, Mr. Donald, in Toccoa. So you guys stay safe, and thanks for checking in. If you figure out what normal is for ham radio, you please let me know.
We're all accustomed, as a net control operator, we're all accustomed to say that, but, you know, we never really know what normal really is because everything's abnormal. But I guess after a while, I guess normal would be just when you realize you do it on a normal routine without thinking about it. But anyway, appreciate it. Enjoy DME.
This is KO4RYP, net control, so Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please stand by for my amended net report. This is KO4RYP. I am clear.